KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. We're going to spend some time talking with Tim and Sheila Steele. They're the Family Life New Mexico Ministry representatives. Welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to hear from you, Steve. Thanks.
I have to ask you a little bit about your background and what brought you to New Mexico. Tell us a little bit about that and your ministry with Family Life.
We've been involved with Family Life for almost 20 years now. We grew up, both of us, on the plains of South Dakota and came across the ministry itself by attending one of the Weekend to Remember getaways back in 2000. And out of that attendance, we said, you know, we're both in the middle of our careers, but let's explore this. This could be a ministry we could do together. 4 years later, found us down in Arkansas at the headquarters. And 3 years ago, we decided to take an option that they gave to outward-facing field staff to move into wherever out in the country. We chose grandkids here in Las Cruces.
Well, I tell you what, having 10 and one on the way myself, I appreciate, and I've been blessed, Sheila and Tim, to be nearby all of my grandchildren, and absolutely, I'm tuned into what you're talking about there. Now, it's no accident that we have you on not far away from the Weekend to Remember at the Tamaya Resort in Bernalillo, and that is happening starting Friday, the 17th of February, runs through the 19th. And how are things going as you prepare for the event?
Going great. We still have capacity for those of you who would like to enhance your romance, your marriage, your family. So come join us. You will not regret it.
Yep.
And how many of these have both of you or either of you been part of?
Oh, wow. I think we tried to count them up the other day, maybe three dozen over the last 20 years, both as an attender guest and as one of the hosting teams. We've been across the nation helping with all 80 of the different events over those years. But we've really enjoyed being here in New Mexico and being part of the hosting team for the Tamaya Resort, and really looking forward to this year's activities.
Now, this opportunity for you this time sounds to me like you'll be facilitating more hosting the event. Is that right?
That is correct. We've got a team of local volunteers, both based in northern New Mexico and in southern New Mexico, that come up for the weekend. We're involved in just engaging with our guests. We pray for them all weekend. We help answer their questions. They might have interest in resources. We're just there as a team of individuals who love what we've experienced going to the Weekend to Remember and want others to have the same experience.
Well, and we love serving others as well.
Well, that's clear. And we appreciate the investment and time you've put into the ministry and the time into couples all across the country. You know, let's think about someone who's listening and coming up with all the excuses we all know about for not attending. Encourage that person who's for what, and you probably know the excuses better than I do.
Well, we've heard plenty over the years, that's for sure. One of the things that I've found has been, really, you want us to take 3 days and just hang out with you guys at a nice resort? Well, yeah, that's one thing. But the biggest thing that Sheila and I have found, when people are looking to invest in their marriage and taking 3 days to disconnect from life and responsibilities, to be able to just reconnect with each other, it has eternal significance. And the legacy that you leave behind with your kids and your grandkids and your own relationship, whether you're thriving or just barely surviving, that weekend is entirely appropriate for investing. Wouldn't you say, dear?
Yeah. And another thing is, you know, you take good care of your car. You go in for normal oil changes and maintenance on it. You need to do the same thing with your marriage. It needs a refresh sometimes. It needs a jump start. It just needs clear communication. Sometimes you just can't get over a hump. Some of us, myself included, thought, well, we have a good marriage. Why do we need this? And it's amazing the jump forward that you can escalate on just to enhance your marriage by learning a lot of different things at the weekend, whether it's about communication or intimacy or
finances.
Yeah.
All sorts of things. In fact, we have about 9 sessions, Steve, that are over the 3 days, starting Friday night at about 7, and we get everybody out the door by about 12:30 on Sunday. But in between all of those sessions that are given by professional communicators from every walk of life, we've got a team of about 50, and we have 3 excellent couples coming to share that weekend. Those 9 sessions will probably have projects in between, and we usually give everybody, oh, I don't know, half hour to 45 minutes to do their projects, and even a date night on Saturday night. So it's really, they do not have to come expecting to be put into a small group. That is not the way we do this. This is a one-on-one. You and your mate get a chance to just spend some concentrated time just investing in each other and hearing each other's hearts and taking next steps.
Well, if it's something that is of interest to you, listener, the Weekend to Remember with Family Life at the Tamaya Resort in Bernalillo, weekendtoremember.com is what you need to know. Here it is again, weekendtoremember.com. And really, trust me, it will be a weekend you will remember. One of the things I did want to kind of touch on, too, how different it is from other couple getaways or retreats or workshops, in that this is going to be done just like the Bible's applied when we listen to the things happening on Family Life today, whether our listeners are tuning in at 12:30 just after midnight or 6:30 weekday mornings. You're going to look at marriage issues through a Christian worldview lens. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes. We offer these type of faith-based weekends to give everyone a chance, no matter where they're at in their stage of life or in their faith journey. They could be looking at this as a way to be introduced to a biblical concept of marriage and the covenant that is part of this biblical foundation for their relationship. There's also a chance for folks who are newly married or even pre-married to take a look at what marriage really looks like. We do our first conversation on Friday nights. The speakers ask 2 questions. Who's the youngest married couple here, first-timers? And who's the oldest married couple? Now, I'm not talking about their chronological age. I'm talking about how many years have they been married. We have had people that have taken this at their honeymoon and gone to one of these events. And others, what was the latest? How many years old? What, that couple was like
60.
In their, yeah, 60 years old. They were in their 80s.
The marriage, 60 years. I'm tracking.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh, one of the things I do need to bring up, Steve, is we're doing something unique this year, and we hope to continue in the future. Knowing the culture in New Mexico and the various ethnicities, I'm going to just point to the Hispanic community. Oftentimes, they don't have the opportunity to attend this if their heart language is Spanish and they need to communicate there. We've added translators for our 3 speakers, as well as a Spanish guidebook for those that would like to attend and read it in their own heart language and hear it in their own heart language. Really excited about that opportunity.
No, it's great to see. And, you know, so many of the issues we see in our society, the things that I don't need to list them off, all the things that we hear about in the news on the negative side, you know, it's things like this that are an investment into your marriage, into your, and you already mentioned it, Tim, into your kids and your grandkids. It's a legacy, and it has an impact in our society and in our community. You know, every time I hear about how are we going to solve this terrible problem, you know, crime, homelessness, whatever, drugs, the answer is Jesus. And if we're applying Jesus to our marriages, it's, you know, he's going to be the center of not just our marriage, but our families. And then, I mean, God willing, we make him more the center of our community. And I just feel like this is a great opportunity to have an impact here in New Mexico. We're talking about the Family Life Weekend to Remember. It's the 17th of February through the 19th. That's Friday through Sunday. And you'll find all the details and registration information at weekendtoremember.com. You will have a weekend that you'll remember if you attend. Weekendtoremember.com. Tim and Sheila Steele, we appreciate your time. And, you know, we'll have to do this more than once a year. We'll have to have you back on to talk about issues related to marriage and the family.
Would love to do that, Steve. Thank you for the invitation and the chance to chat with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you both.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.